WTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Daniel Flores, 21, of Roswell, who was convicted of gunning down 15-year-old Diamond Rodriguez and wounding three other people 2 years ago, received a sentence of life in prison plus 6.5 years on Wednesday. Flores received a life sentence on a first-degree murder charge and will be eligible for parole after 30 years under New Mexico law. He also received an 18-month sentence on aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. The sentence was enhanced by 5 years because Flores discharged a firearm during the commission of that crime. The sentence for aggravated assault will run consecutively to the first-degree murder sentence. Flores, who's been in pretrial detention since August of 2022, has 2 years and 58 days of credit of time served. And it's been 90 days since a major disaster was declared in the state of New Mexico following the South Fork and Salt fires and flooding June 17 through August 20th. To date, more than $22 million in federal assistance has been approved for New Mexican families affected by the disaster. The deadline to apply for FEMA for federal disaster assistance is October 19th. And the New Mexico State Police is set to conduct warrant roundup operations statewide. Those with outstanding warrants are encouraged to address these matters and voluntarily contact law enforcement agency or appropriate court to which the warrant was issued. By taking the opportunity to resolve the warrants, individuals can get ahead of the unexpected visit from the New Mexico State Police officers. And co-ed youth basketball registration is open for ages 5 to 14. Register as soon as possible to avoid missing out. 6U and 8U first practice is on November 18th. 10U and 14U first practice is January 27th. Tryouts will only be for the 10U and 14U divisions and will be held on January 21st. Go to the Ruidoso Parks and Recreation website for more information. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.